Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, we're getting festive in here. Sing it, Hugh.
Who is this? This is Backstreet Boys. New Kids on the Block. I keep forgetting. I get that. New Kids on the Block.
Do you at least know who's on the air with us right now?
Elliot Shore Parks.
At least we have that part.
Backstreet Boys, by the way.
You got
Backstreet
it. Boys. Nailed it on the first one. Elliot, how are we doing today?
No, because I saw Kyle back there fist pumping.
He seen fist pumping. You don't have to ask who it is. It's fire. That's what it is, man.
He said it's fire.
We only play fire songs. Yeah. Fire.
My bad, dog. Yeah.
Dude, is Christmas music not the best genre of music? Like, if you could only listen to one type of music the rest of your life, are you not picking Christmas music?
Oh, you have to. Yesterday, my kids and I went to pick up a pie for Thanksgiving that we're bringing, and we just had Christmas music on the whole time. It was awesome.
Man, the rest of my life, though.
Always makes you feel good.
It does. Well, you know what else makes people feel good, Elliot? A 6-game, 7-game winning streak now for the Eagles, as they are now 9-2 heading to Baltimore. Elliot, let's talk about a lot of this, including Saquon Barkley. I heard you say something yesterday in the morning show, and it kind of made me think, you know, the idea of what we're watching here with Saquon and his excellence. I said to Hugh the other day that, you know, he keeps this up. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And then you said yesterday, we're watching one of the greatest ever. His numbers don't say that for a career, but it does feel like we're watching something extraordinary right now. And maybe it's the beginning of the second part of his career that leads to people talking like that on a more consistent basis.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so special. We've experienced special seasons here in Philadelphia. I often reference 01 Iverson, right? Like, the whole city was into it. Just an unbelievable season from Iverson. But as much as Iverson is a great player, he's not in the discussion for the best players of all time. He's not even in the discussion for, like, you know, best shooting guards of all time. But the difference with Saquon is what he's doing right now can put him in the discussion of the best running back of all time. Yeah, like, not just like the short list. Like, if he keeps this up, you know, 2-3 more years, they go to the Super Bowl this year, just off pure ability, I think we can all watch Saquon and see there's not many in the league, in the history of the league, that have been able to do what he does. But once he starts stacking up the resume, if he gets the record for most rushing yards in a season, if he is one of the main reasons, if not the main reason the Eagles win a Super Bowl, we are witnessing in Philadelphia a player that for 50, 60, however many years, people are going to point to as the best to ever do it at his position. And I think that adds a level of specialness to the year he's having.
Elliot, are you at the point now where you believe they can run on anyone? Because that, based on how you answer this, it's going to be tested on Sunday. Baltimore is the second best rush defense in the NFL. And we were going through it earlier, Elliot. They've played a lot of the bottom teams. Now, part of that is they have made them the bottom teams, right, by racking up 200 yards on them. But you kind of look at it. They've played Dallas, they're 31st. Giants are 30th. Washington, 29th. Rams, 28th. They have gotten a chance to play some bottom rush defensive teams. They haven't seen too many near the top. To win the Super Bowl, Elliot, they're probably going to have to. Baltimore, 2nd. Pittsburgh, 4th. They see them in a few weeks. Detroit is 5th. What do you make of this? Do you think they can run on anyone regardless of what that team's ranked?
I do. Now, obviously, it's harder to do it against the great teams. Like, no question about that. But I don't think there is a defensive line in the NFL that can line up against this offensive line with Jalen at quarterback and Saquon in the backfield and stop their running attack. Like, maybe they hold them to under 200 yards, but I don't think they'll be able to hold them to under 100 if that's what the Eagles want to do. Obviously, if they come out throwing, that's different. But so many times over the years, and we've talked about these games, if you remember 2021, they were playing the number one rushing defense in the NFL, the New Orleans Saints. They ran all over them. 2022, they were facing the best rushing defense in the NFL in the Green Bay Packers. They set, I believe, what was a franchise record at the time for rushing yards in a game. So time and time again, we have seen the Eagles go up against great rushing defenses, and time again, Jeff Stoutland and the offensive line have won that battle. So No question, it's a tough one. The Ravens' defensive line is very good. But no, I'm never betting against this offensive line's ability to win at the line of scrimmage, especially with Saquon and Jalen in the backfield.
All right, you said there, Elliot, if they want to. And I would think we all assume if the game stays on script, they're going to want to. It's their bread and butter. They're great at it. Keep running the football. But, Elliot, I keep thinking that one of these weeks, the game might go a different way and the script might change. So let's just play it out Sunday or maybe down the line, but we can stick with this week. If they fall down 10 or 14, and the script changes. It becomes a game where Jalen's got to throw to win. Do you trust Hurts to win a shootout if we have that kind of game?
So I think I view this question a little differently than maybe you guys and I think the broad public. I think if you told me for 17 games, can Jalen lead this team to victories where he's throwing the ball 40 times? No, then I would have some hesitation. But if you're talking about on Sunday or just in you know, a small sample size of a one game, he has to win it. I think he absolutely can. I think there's a bit of a misnomer with this team that just because they're a run-first team doesn't mean they can't pass the ball. They still make plenty of big plays down the field. They make plenty of big plays on third down when they need to. And I've seen Jalen win shootouts. In fact, the only real shootout they were in this year, you want to throw away Tampa because half the team wasn't playing, was week one against Green Bay, and Jalen won that game. Now, he didn't play great, but you know, he put up enough points needed to win that game. We saw him last year against Buffalo win a shootout when they needed to do it. So I've seen Jalen do it. Over a large sample size, yes, I think it is fair to question if he can, you know, throw it 40 times a week for 17 games and have a winning record or, you know, do those things. But I think in big spots, Jalen has shown he can be trusted. And I think on Sunday, if they need him to, yeah, I would trust him to do it.
Elliot, how big of a loss is Brandon Graham on the field? We all know off the field, leader, awesome guy. Everyone loves BG. They're going to miss that aspect of it, the leadership. But I didn't think before this year, if they had lost him, that we'd be talking about his on-field production. But it was still there. I mean, he was awesome this past Sunday night. And now they're without him, without Huff for now. How big of a loss is it on the field?
Yeah, so I think it's been really cool the last few days to hear everybody talk about how much Brandon means to them and talk about what a great person he's been for the community and for the team. But I kind of think the ultimate compliment you can give Brandon at this point is what you just said. He's a big loss on the field. In year like 15 or whatever it is for him, he was arguably their best edge rusher. And it's a big loss. Not only is he just an emotional leader out there on the field, but he's really good at getting after the quarterback still. I think he was going to finish second on the team among edge rushers in pressures and hits and hurries and sacks. Like he was getting after the quarterback, but he's also excellent against the run. And that is a key part of this as well. Jalix Hunt is going to be taking these snaps, and it's awesome for Jalix that he's going to get the chance. But I don't think Jalix is ready yet. He's out there because he has to be, not because they want him out there. So the loss of Brandon Graham for what is an edge group that was already, you know, probably not great is a big one. And as a result, they probably go into the postseason as of now with the worst set of edge rushers among the contending, like, true teams.
Elliot Shore-Parks with us here as we discuss the Eagles, the Brandon Graham injury, obviously the game on Sunday against the Ravens. Elliot, let's go back to Saquon. Big picture on his pursuit of potentially something special with the rushing record. Elliot, how do you think they're going to handle this? It feels like it could end up tricky for them. If let me just play a scenario out. They're kind of locked into the two seed in the final week of the season. That could almost be their bye week if they want it that way. But it also could be, you know, Saquon Barkley 130 yards away from the NFL rushing record. How do you think they might handle this down the stretch?
Well, not to mention it's against the Giants,
yep,
which certainly adds a component to this. And, you know, I'd be curious for Hugh's perspective because he gets to do we do the players lounge together on Monday night, and it feels like it's always an offensive lineman. The sense I get is they would want to really go for it. Like, the players would want to. Talking to Jordan this past week, I think that their eye is somewhat on it, right? And I think that it would certainly be, like, an all-time feather to put in your cap if you can say you were part of what would then arguably be the best rushing attack of all time. So, obviously it depends on the yardage. Like if you're talking 210 yards, yeah, maybe not. But if it's 130, 120, I think they'd go for it. I do. Now, we could debate if it was smart or not, but I think they would really want to.
Do you think they should ask him? Elliot, I feel like that might be the way to do this because then it's almost the ball's in his court. If he says, yeah, I want it, then, and it's going to be public, right? It could be in the behind the scenes. They let him go for it. And if he says, no, let's go, let's rest, let's go win a championship, it almost takes the burden off of them.
Yeah. And, you know, you wonder how much AJ last year plays into it. If you remember, we had a more depressing conversation. conversation, but it was certainly the same conversation of should they play their starters. And they probably don't beat Tampa either way, but it is noteworthy in the one time they've played Tampa with A.J. Brown, they've won the game. So if A.J. plays last year, maybe they do win that game. Maybe the year isn't the ultimate collapse with that playoff loss. So I think that's something that would play in their minds, but I just think the players would really want it, and I do think that has to factor in.
I agree. Hugh, how do you think that? If the offensive line wants it and Saquon wants it, it's going to be hard for them not to play
him down the
stretch.
I think they want it, man, because it's a badge of honor. Like, I remember back in the day, offensive linemen, you know, it's one thing to pass protect, but run blocking and to get a quarter running back of Saquon's caliber, an all-time leading rushing record, that record's been standing for, what, 40 years?
Oh, the Dickerson one, yeah.
Yeah, that they want that. I that's why I was so confident in saying what I was saying when Jordan, because Jordan didn't say this, but when we started talking about Saquon and him running the ball, he lit up. He lit up. I think, yes, I think they want it. They want it for him because he's a special running back, man, and you don't really get a chance. Look at all the running backs we've played with that have been Pro Bowlers. You don't get a chance to play with a guy like that. Like perfect example, I played with Brian Dawkins. That's a huge honor for me to be on the same field as a Hall of Famer who did Hall of Fame stuff that got him into the Hall of Fame. So I like to think that in some way I helped Brian Dawkins, you know, get into the Hall of Fame. Same thing with Saquon Barkley in this record. They know for a fact because he's told them on more than one occasion, couldn't have done this without you.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a badge of honor for those cats. So, yeah, definitely. They want that for him.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating how they handle it. Ellie, before we let you go, what's the go-to? It's Thanksgiving tomorrow? Like, you know, is it stuffing? Hugh calls it dressing? Is it the pie? Like, what's the Elliott Shore Park's go-to that you go get extra on?
Well, first, I love calling stuffing dressing. I might have to adopt that. That is perfect. But I think this is something where you don't overthink it. Often I get accused of having the hot take. That, you know, this is simple for me. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, there it is. That is the best Thanksgiving
mashed potatoes
day
and gravy. Yeah,
it's not turkey.
That's
obviously
Shore
up
Park,
there. Yeah, I mean, is there any dispute of what would be better? Like, stuffing is certainly up there, but it's the mashed potatoes and the gravy. That's the best part.
Elliot, you might need Hugh's permission to call it dressing.
Yeah, I mean, we found out earlier. I think it's a cultural thing. Does Elliot have permission to call it dressing?
He can call it dressing if he wants to.
It's not a rule.
Like, he probably hasn't had some good dressing, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe he has.
I think I've had good dressing. Now, maybe dressing is different. Like, but I mean, stuffing, yeah, it's, yeah. I would be certainly interested in having some good dressing if you want to bring some in for the station on Friday.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, Hugh, bring in some dressing.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
All right, well, maybe something will get us
Friday. I ain't coming here Friday.
Come on, next week. You know what he meant. Next time we're all together. Elliot, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy